531.
Public feedback for the emergency budget 2020-2021 closes this Friday, 19th of June 2020 for Auckland Council. The emergency budget responds to the impact of a COVID-19 crisis on Auckland Council's finances, with the council forecasting a loss of about $500 million as a result. Over half of the money Auckland Council collects to pay for the services Auckland needs come from sources other than rates, including public transport, fares, water charges and its dividends from the airport. Most of these sources are facing significant reductions this year. At the same time, Auckland Council rates revenue could fall next year as they provide additional relief to ratepayers facing significant financial hardship. We're joined now on Pacific Breakfast by Auckland Councillor Whanana Efeso Collins for more. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Councillor.
Oh, it's aloha ni, Brian, and great to be with you on this very cool morning, and good morning to all your listeners.
Officially, Councillor, how are we tracking in terms of submissions so far from our Auckland Pacifica community since submissions were opened?
Yeah, I think people would be surprised because there's a whole lot of excitement around Auckland Council at the moment. We've had close to 20,000 pieces of submission come back. This is astronomical in terms of engagement that we've had. Over the years, we get little bits of information. Often we get 3,000 or 4,000 bits of information come back from people, and that's how they engage. But to have close to 20,000 pieces of submissions coming back, that level of engagement is causing huge enthusiasm at council. And I'm sure there'll be some nervous people because they're going to have to assess it, look at it, monitor what the feedback is, and then turn it into a document that we as councillors will have to discuss so that we can make the decisions that are necessary. So I think this has been a major success for us. And I'm sure the comms team, you've been speaking, liaising with Eddie Tuiavi'i. People like Eddie have been leading webinars, Zoom meetings. So a whole range of tools have been used with our comms engagement plan. And I think it's really paid off. So I'm really excited about the fact that we've got so many submissions come back.
Do we know of those 20,000, Councillor, how many from our Pacifica community thus far?
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't tell at this stage. So as I was saying, we're looking at the information. We're expecting for anywhere between 5 and 10% of those submissions to be from the Pacific community. So again, that gives us a real excitement because we know that we're reaching a much more diverse group of people. Auckland's made up of over 200 ethnicities. And the truth of the matter is we often hear from the same people. If you look at the voting patterns in Auckland, poorer brown people tend not to vote and richer white folk tend to vote. And so what we've got is a situation where certain parts of Auckland understand these processes really well, and we want more of Auckland to be able to have their say. And that's why we call them the Have Your Say events, because it's your opportunity to tell us what you think of how we're running our services and what are the important services that we're going to do. In your introduction, you talked about how we're expecting a loss or a revenue loss of up to $500 million. And so we, as a result of that, have to do certain things to trim our belly, I guess it is, so that we can meet the expectations of Aucklanders. So that's going to affect the level of services that we provide. It'll affect the ability to go to the library at different times. So a lot of these things that people in our community use all the time. And it's important that we understand that there may be jobs on the line, the ability to use community facilities, go along to Te Puke Ōtara, to your local art gallery. All of those facilities are going to be affected because we've got to be able to staff that. And that's going to be impacted on by, by the loss of over $500 million of revenue. So there's some big decisions to be made, all the more reason for people to participate in the engagement process.
And on that, Councillor, I mean, you know, key issues that you've mentioned with regards to the emergency budget, but the importance of our Auckland Pacifica community in particular to have their say before midnight of Friday, the 19th of June.
Yeah, so you can go online, you can give us a call, 301-0101, or akaucklandhaveyoursay.nz, I think is the website. And those are the opportunities that people will have to offer their feedback. And as I was saying to you last time, this might be something that the family could do. Our parents often have views of how their rates are being collected, what your roads are like. You know, often they ring me, you know, my aunties and uncles will ring me because they say, oh, there's too many people driving way too fast down our street. So they ring me thinking, oh yeah, FS will be able to do something. He'll go out and build a, put some judder bars in. And as you can tell by these hands, they've been pen pushing for a long time, not making judder bars. But the point of the matter is we can then engage. And so all of the issues that are pushed to us, we can have looked at and informed of our feedback when going into the submissions process. So I think this is a really good opportunity for people to participate. And it's your money. We are collecting your rates. On average, people pay anywhere between $1,800, $2,500 in rates. And so we're asking people, can you manage a 3.5% rates increase? That works out to about $1.80 per week, or a 2.5% increase, which is about $1.30, $1.40. And whilst that doesn't sound like a lot, I know that it does impact on, because those small amounts really add up to a lot of money. So people have to think carefully about what level of rates increase they can do. And keeping in mind that if we raise the rates by 3.5%, in the main, we can keep most of the services as they are. There's still going to be some challenges for us, but at 2.5%, it gets really hard. And so we're out there asking the community, what would you like us to do? What are the bits that you want us to do? So do you want us to go out and loan more money so that we can run Auckland? Are you prepared to pay a little bit more? In South Auckland and the Manukau ward, people who live in Mangere or Tahu, Otara and Papatoetoe pay a targeted rate already. So you already pay an extra $29, $30 a year if you live in those areas for your swimming pools. So we pay our rates and then we pay a targeted rate on top of that so that we can access our swimming pools for free. So those are the questions we're asking people. Is that the level of rates you want to pay? And are these the services that match what your expectations are? And I'm really hopeful that people will see that Auckland Council provides some really key and core services for the community, because it brings us together. The next step is making sure that we can meet the expectations of all our city.
And of course, how do our listeners, our online viewers, make a submission before midnight tomorrow, please, Councillor?
Yeah, so the best thing at this stage now is to give us a phone call, 301-0101, and you'll be directed through to someone. We can have people speak to you in Korean. I know there are many Korean listeners at the moment here on 531, as well as that Tongan and Samoan. And we've got a range of other speakers as well. Cook Islands Māori, you can speak in that also. All of those languages are going to be covered. We've also got the website, so you can go on akaucklandhaveyoursay.nz, I believe it is. And I've got the document, and this is the document that kind of comes up. It's a summary of what you can expect from the level of revenue that we'll be taking in. And if people want to read that, they can. But if you go online, it'll ask you a series of questions. Do you want 3.5, 2.5 percentage increase? Are these the kinds of services that you want? What levers do you want us to pull? Do you want us to borrow more? Do you want us to find out other ways to collect money? People need to remember that to run Auckland Council, we collect rates, but rates only makes up 45% of our income. The other 55% of our income comes from things that you were talking about earlier, the dividend we get from the airport, the money we collect from people paying fares on the buses, the money we collect when people come into New Zealand and they start spending. So that's the loss of income, and we've got to work out how do we make up for that $500 million. So these are really grueling decisions that we have to make, and it's important that people guide us on what they want us to do. Often people just say, oh, well, I'm in politics now and you voted for me, so I'll just do what I want. But here's a really special way for people to say to councillors, here's what I want you to be thinking when you make those tough decisions. So I think this is an excellent way for people to participate in how their community is built and made so that they can enjoy it.
Talofa whanau, it's Tawiri Ili here. I just have a quick question. In terms of the opinions that you'll be receiving from the Have Your Say, do the council already have sectors and verticals that it's already having planned, and then the opinions will then reaffirm where it's gonna put you know, firsthand towards, or the opinions that will be shared will then be used to construct a whole new policies of what to do first according to the people sharing?
Yeah, that's a really good question. What we have is a general idea of what happens with the amount of money we're able to take in. So I've talked about the 2.5% increase or a 3.5% increase. What we do know is that certain things are going to be affected. So, for instance, there's an Otahu development project at the moment where we're developing the town centre. What one of the things we've highlighted is if we don't get enough money in, some of those projects are going to be paused, they're going to be halted. And so people are saying to us, I live here in Otahu, so I've probably got a conflict of interest, but people in Otahu are saying, well, actually, we haven't had an upgrade in this city for over 20, 30 years, so we want that upgrade to go ahead. So we've got to decide, depending on what Auckland is saying, which are the projects that get held up and which are the projects that go forward. One of the things that we're hearing clearly, especially from out south, is, oh, Efeso, you're throwing a lot of money at the America's Cup. What about putting some money here locally? So those are the kinds of pieces of information we need, because some people might, you know, if the majority come back and say, yep, we want you to keep investing in the America's Cup at the moment, in the budget call out, the America's Cup spending doesn't get affected. In fact, we probably spend a little bit more for the America's Cup. And so people might say to us, oh, hang on a minute, let's make it fairer. So we have a general idea of what might have to be cut, what services might be lost, what services might be restricted or constrained. But then with all of the feedback, we're given a general idea of what the public wants. So that's why it's important to have your say.
And, of course, highlighting the importance of having your say. With that, it's a very big thank you to Auckland Councillor, Kamsamnida, Whanana Efeso Collins. Thank you. Well, okay then, let's, in your home patch, just briefly, the whole thing around looking at building another KFC. There, quickly, please.
Oh, I'm so proud of our community. We put up a sign, you know, and we said to all those KFC people, we don't need your fried chicken. We're quite happy to live really, really healthy lives. As you can see behind me on this side, sorry, because I'm opposites. I've got some fruit in the background. Remember, you got to take your 5+ a day. So I'm really proud of our community, because it's important they have a say as to the kinds of food outlets they want. The research is really clear. You have 4 times more the number of fast food outlets in poorer areas than you do in rich areas. And so we are overexposed to this crappy food, and it's important we say, nah, we're changing. We are standing up as a community, and we're not going to have that rubbish food in our community. You can go and set up in the rich places, because we've already got 4 times as many fast food outlets. So congratulations to the community. I think we're on a really winning stride at the moment, and we're going to do something better. And now the challenge is, how do we get a Pack and Save into Ōtara? And I'm meeting with the CEO of Pack and Save in the next couple of weeks, so that we can invite him to come and build in Ōtara, so that we don't have to go far to do our shopping.
Come on, it's only been, what, nearly 50 years, but you know, to get a supermarket in Ōtara, yeah, would be adding to the promised land indeed. A very big thank you, Auckland Councillor Whanana Efeso Collins, Malo Srifuru Afionga Whanana. Thank you so much for your time this morning. God bless and stay safe. Thank you.